So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Da-da-da. It's a victory Monday. You are hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is brutally cold outside. 17 degrees, feels like 10 degrees. We are not going to get above 24 degrees of actual temperature. Who knows what the hell it feels like, although it is going to start to get warmer in the middle of the week.
Okay.
High of 32 tomorrow, high of 37 on Wednesday.
Oh, going to be like Miami.
Get them Bermuda shorts ready, buddy. We have all morning in which to get into this amazing Bills game from yesterday, which we will be spending that time. If you are just getting up this morning, Chiefs lost last night.
Saw that.
It was close, right?
6-7. It was a 10-point win. Yeah, I mean, yes, it was close to the end, but yeah. So the Chiefs are 6-7.
And they may not make the playoffs.
They would have to win out and get help to make the playoffs, because the Bills are currently the number one wild card right now at
nine
wins. So, yeah, I mean.
And we all know how the Colts game went yesterday.
Poor Daniel Jones.
I feel bad.
Poor Daniel. See what happened?
What happened to the Colts?
Daniel Jones, you know, the quarterback
from
New York, comes, has his renaissance in Indianapolis. Yeah. He blew his Achilles.
Oh, so he's done.
He's done for a year.
Indianapolis.
Yep. And their backup quarterback, the guy who was supposed to be the starter, Anthony Richardson, he hurt himself in warm-ups. He broke his orbital bone in warm-ups somehow. Don't know.
So he's out?
He's out. So they have Riley Leonard, who was Notre Dame's quarterback last year. He's like a 6th-round pick.
Right.
And
they got
their asses handed to them yesterday.
All right.
So the Colts are shot. I mean, who knows? But, I mean, look, the Chiefs have done crazier.
Yeah.
But you need to win out, and you're going to need help. And, Ravens lost yesterday, too.
So it's just New England.
Well.
That's it, right? That's the only other team that's still pumping.
Are they pumping?
Well, they got 11 wins, right?
Sure.
They had a bye, so we'll see.
All right.
We'll find out this week how pumping they are.
Oh, boy.
But again, I digress.
All right.
We have time.
Okay.
Because there's something I need to ask both of you, and you'll have different perspectives,
okay,
which is what I need here.
Mm.
So just give you a little background. You know what an aura ring is?
An aura plan?
Ring.
Aura ring?
Did your batteries die in your ear?
It might. An aura? No, it's an aura ring.
Okay.
Oh, is that accepted in the horizon or something that you see with the, with the lights, the northern lights?
Yes, but no.
Aurora? Aurora.
He's thinking of the aurora borealis.
Yes.
He's also thinking of an aura, which is what you see around when you're having a
migraine. Like Jesus had an aura.
You are naming three
like he was with it, man.
And trying to combine.
I'm Jesus, baby. I'm with it.
He's just all right.
I'm the son of God.
I don't remember him doing Sinatra covers.
Oh, you don't think Jesus could cover everybody?
Well, it'll be hard 2,000 years before Sinatra was born.
Not for him. He knows everything.
Okay, so an aura ring.
Yeah, what's an aura ring?
It's a ring you wear on your finger, and it's a lot like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, where it like measures your vitals.
Oh, okay.
All right. So my wife suggested I get one because we got one free through our health insurance at the end of the year.
Nice.
And but she wants to see how I'm sleeping, because that's the point of my life I'm in. I'm buying products to measure my sleep.
But your
quality. Sleep
sucks because you're on a CPAP machine.
Yep. Well,
so you already know you have trouble sleeping because you snore.
She wants to know if the CPAP machine is working.
Oh.
And fun fact, I've got 97% oxygen saturation when I'm sleeping, so apparently that's good. What I'm getting at is I've been wearing this Aura ring to sleep every night for the last 3 nights to measure my sleep data.
Perfect.
Which is super depressing. So this morning, I get up, and I don't want to wear the Aura ring all day. So I take the Aura ring off when I get up,
all right,
and then putting on my regular wedding band, Well, this morning, first day going to work, take off the Oura ring, go to put my wedding band on. I forgot. I am not wearing my wedding ring this morning.
Okay.
And it's like the first time in forever I haven't put my wedding ring on, which, and it's weird, you know, like you feel naked without it.
Well, you're just used to having something there.
Like,
yeah.
I keep going to play
with
it.
It always feels like it's there.
It's all right, so here's the thing. It's the worst possible day for me to forget my wedding ring.
Why?
I have a doctor's appointment that my wife is going with me to at like 2:30.
Yeah.
So I am going to see my wife before, I'm not going to be able to go home before I go to this thing. I got stuff to do in the middle. And I am afraid of what my wife's reaction's going to be when she notices I don't have my ring on. And I don't know if this will be no big deal.
Yeah.
Or if this is going to be like, where's your ring? Why aren't you wearing the wedding ring? Why aren't you wearing, where is that?
Would you be more upset if she didn't notice?
No, I don't want her to notice. I don't want to know what happens. I would like her to not notice.
Okay, all right.
Do you forget? Do you ever take it off?
Yeah, I do.
What do you take it off for?
Well,
it's on your fancy clothes. The ring doesn't go with these pants.
So
you sound like my wife.
It's titanium.
Okay.
And if I'm out, I don't like if I'm working in the yard and stuff like that. I take it off because it's a pain in the ass. It's thick. I don't really like it. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
No, I mean, I like being married, but...
I don't like my wedding ring. I want to take it off. It burns!
I think I take it off every day for something.
Okay.
I don't like go all day without it, no.
Do you leave the house without it?
I have, yeah.
Has your wife ever noticed?
Yeah, I don't think she... No, probably. It's never been really a big issue.
So for her, you not wearing your wedding ring, no big deal?
Like, if I didn't put it on at all, yes.
Okay.
Like, if I went all day, yeah, that would be an issue.
Kimmy, does your husband wear his wedding ring all day, every day?
Because I would imagine with his
he's
job.
Got one of those rubber ones. He has like multiple like rubber ones. Okay. I don't know what they're called. But I see them like laying around. So honestly, I don't know if he's wearing them half the time or if he's switching them out. I don't know.
But I'm thinking with his job, he may not be able to do it with like equipment and stuff and it gets snagged.
That's why you get the rubber one. I got the rubber one too.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the greatest.
I honestly,
that seems like you're kind of like not really into your marriage.
So I don't think he wears his, the one that he got when we got married is way too big for him.
Okay.
So he never wears the actual nice one. He only wears the rubber one.
Wait, so he's got backup rings.
Yeah, I also have the rubber one and the one I initially
had. I just got this.
Well, yeah, because you're lame. I said, dude, the rubber one's great. It's the greatest
invention. Why do I don't put a rubber on my hand?
No, it's just, it looks like a regular ring. It's just made out, like I have a black one, so it looks like that black titanium.
Yeah
but from a distance, you can't tell.
Because it's cheap.
Well, I mean, like, they're $10 a piece. Yeah, they're super cheap. You can buy them, like, they're like $3 for $25.
I think they're like made to break in case it gets stuck on something.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I've ripped through one already. But no, I mean, like, you know, all the wedding ring is for men is just a flag that I am taken, right? That's all it exists
And nobody
for.
Wants you anyway, man. That's the funniest thing.
Speak for yourself, man.
Where are you going,
I had single women
running. Do you see the way you're dressed today?
What? This is awesome. Tell me you're not jealous.
You're wearing Josh Allen's Wyoming college jersey.
Oh. Josh Allen's Wyoming college jersey from the Poinsettia Bowl.
From the Poinsettia Bowl?
Poinsettia Bowl. Yep.
There's a Poinsettia Bowl?
Yep.
There's a bowl for everything. There's a Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, there is a Pop-Tart Bowl.
That there's one a Cheez-It Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Poinsettia Bowl, yeah. Just want to make sure you get it right.
Yeah, I don't think that screams you're getting laid in that.
I paid extra for the patch. You know, I had single women sprinting at my car when they noticed when I
was
driving.
Yeah, buckle bunnies at a goddamn rodeo.
Buckle bunnies at a rodeo. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Mueller.
That's about all you're getting out of that outfit.
Hey, I should be so lucky, buckle bunnies at a rodeo. No, I never can hand, because women's rings are so over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like with the diamonds or whatever, mm-hmm. or the stone, that, you know, there are a lot of women, whatever they do for a living, they have to take it off.
Yeah.
You know, throughout the day. Like for example, like my wife works in medicine. She has
you have to wear gloves.
Yeah, she got
to
take her ring off to take, you know, put gloves on. So, like, it's never been, like, a thing for me. But I know multiple men who have simply forgotten to put their rings on or they'd taken them off for a little while where their wives got very upset.
Which is kind of just, they're insecure.
Yeah.
The woman.
That's women.
I know.
Where have you been?
I know. But I always, like, anytime I see these women getting insecure over their ape-ass looking husbands, I go, nobody wants that. You don't want to bang that dude. You think there's anybody else lining up for his dong?
Kimmy's firefighter husband. He's tight t-shirt tucked into a pair of khaki pants.
Yeah, but he's the exception. Most guys in his crew don't look like him.
Calm down over there.
That was harsh. You met those guys.
No, but it
man, I hope your house gets on fire now. Standing out the driveway. Yeah, hey, funny boy.
No flabbies. No, but you know what I'm saying? The guy's jacked. Most guys don't look like that. Most guys look like, ugh. Who was that?
I also don't think whether my husband wears his ring or not, like, I don't think it does anything to deter anybody hitting on him.
You don't think so?
He's been hit on when I'm sitting there, so no.
Well, there is a theory.
What's that?
252 yeah. WCMF. I woke up this morning and forgot to put my wedding ring on. I'm sleeping with one of those Aura rings. It's the first time haven't had my wedding ring on, and God, I don't even remember. And it's the worst day because I will be seeing my wife after work to go to a doctor's appointment, and she's going to notice. I know she is, and I'm afraid of what her reaction is going to be. And like, here's the thing. I could tell her, like, I've forgotten my ring. Can you please bring it?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But then she went, why'd you
yeah.
get your ring?
Yeah. Don't even put it on the radar.
She also was having a night terror last night, so I'm afraid that I cheated on her in her dreams, which would make it a thousand times worse. That's you know what I mean?
Are you two... Man, do you both have trouble sleeping at night?
She has the weirdest night.
Night terrors, and you're in a CPAP machine?
She, like, wakes up and talks?
No, she won't even wake up. Quick sidebar. Oh. Yeah. Like, she'll be asleep, and she'll, no, it's on the stairs. And I'll shake her and be like, wake up. And she'll be awake, but still having the night terrors.
So it's almost like sleepwalking.
It's the weirdest thing, man. And, like, I literally have to, like, grab her by both shoulders and be like, ugh, but I got my
you
CPAP
machine.
You
are alive.
So I look like Goose in Top Gun. Talk to me, Goose. Me talking to myself. There is a belief, there have been studies done
that
showed men with wedding rings get hit on more in bars than men without wedding rings.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it really does what you think it's going to do.
Okay.
If you think it's going to prevent anything.
So should married men not wear wedding rings to decrease the odds?
I wouldn't say that because you don't want to... I would think, like, if you're going out of your way to not wear your wedding ring, it's more a reflection of you, like... not wanting people to think you're taken.
But that kind of goes with why I'm not, why my wife would be upset. Because she doesn't
right,
know why
right. No, that's what I'm saying that's why I would be upset. Not so much that, like, people are going to think you're single. It's more like, why aren't you wearing it?
Well, like, the reason I bring this up and why I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah.
My ring finger, the reason I wear the rubber ring, I've dislocated this finger so many times. It changes sizes on a daily basis. So, like, some days it's a 10, some days it's like a 12, right? So, like, I had a regular metal ring and I kept popping them.
What do you mean popping them?
Like, my finger would swell, and I would close my fist, and, like, where it was bound, it would pop, like, break. It happened with two rings, so I'm like, I just stopped wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah.
And one day, I didn't know my wife was, like, that passionate about it, and one day she came to me, and she's like, I wish you would wear your ring. And I was like, my finger's going to fall off. And she's like, well, we need to find a solution. So we found the rubber ring. So I don't know, like, what happened. I don't know.
I don't care if your hand gets mangled. Put it on.
Well, no, it was really painful.
Put the ring on.
It was, I would wake up, and it was just All right, so it's no big deal then.
No.
Okay.
Where are you going, man?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're not here, you're running your kids all over the goddamn county.
Yeah, with like, with a bunch of hockey moms.
Yeah.
Bro, just saying.
I think they've seen your wife and met your wife.
Yeah. There's other hockey moms for other teams that haven't met me. I'm just saying. You know, I walk in there. I'm all tall, great beard, charming. No wedding.
Are hockey moms hotter than other sports moms?
Well, my wife is a hockey mom, so you tell me.
You tell me.
You tell me, Tommy!
I said compared to other moms.
No, I mean...
other sports moms.
I don't know. They're all beautiful in their own way.
Okay, there you go.
Couple of pansies. Pandering to all the sports moms out there. No, that's a good question. Kimmy, if I had asked you, the only independent person in the room,
yeah,
of the sports, which mom is the hottest?
I guess I haven't been around a lot of youth sports.
She's also a big...
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I will say this. Because hockey is so expensive,
yeah,
I would say there's a lot of richer moms at these events based on the amount of money you had to spend to have your kid in hockey.
Parents will make it work no matter where they
are. No, I would say you've got a lot more... put together moms.
I have said this before, and I'll say it again.
Get more bundled up moms.
Yeah, you don't get to see the bodies.
A lot of big old fluffy coats.
You have underestimated.
Then she puts on a jacket.
You have underestimated the cost of other travel sports. There is no cheap travel sports.
Oh,
anymore.
But this has got to be the most.
Nope.
No?
I mean, lacrosse has gotten unbelievable. Baseball's gotten unbelievable. You have, like, the, you know, horse moms, which are the creme.
The who?
Horse moms, dance moms.
Horse mom, dance mom?
Holiday Inn. Some horse dance moms.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We can't have anything.
What happened?
Well, look, I would argue that our generation, Kimmy, millennials, have taken the most kicks in the scrot over things that we loved as children that turns out had awful backstories when we got...
Hey, did you like this? It's about to be ruined.
So what'd you find out?
Well, here's the thing. This is one of the rare instances where everybody listening,
generations.
You got it. There are three generations that will be affected by this because it turns out one of your favorite holiday shows that has existed forever is about to be ruined.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So over the weekend, we got hit with a wave of Christmas nostalgia.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on TV, The Grinch was on TV, and Frosty the Snowman was on TV.
All right.
So those shows started showing up in the mid to late 1960s.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was like a little kid.
You got it. 1969 was the debut of the Frosty the Snowman cartoon. And fun fact, did you know... Frosty the Snowman was voiced by a traveling comedian named Jackie Vernon.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
Burl Ives was the snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's what you're thinking.
No, I was thinking Jimmy Durante.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. Frosty the Snowman. I always thought that was Jimmy Durante, but
well,
you know,
did he sing
they must
song?
Have sounded the same.
That could be a different voice.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean?
So here's where it's about to get ruined. Everybody loves Frosty the Snowman, right? Kind story. You said it's the worst story of all time, but you hate everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Jackie Vernon's son sat down and
the comedian.
The comedian's son.
Yeah.
Sat down and did a podcast interview with a show that talks about nostalgia from the 50s and 60s.
Now this guy just voiced it.
He was just the voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
But it turns out that Jackie Vernon, the voice of Frosty the Snowman, according to his son, kept not one but two secret families while he was
a player.
Yes, touring on the road.
This was not the most uncommon thing to do back in the day, because there were other famous people that did this.
Sure, sure. No, I understand that it wasn't uncommon.
Yeah, it's amazing how you could pull it off.
Well, back then it wouldn't have been that hard.
No, but just like to make that, but they didn't like these families didn't know.
Yeah, that's what he said. So,
he had three families. He had two on the side plus his original.
Which one?
With this kid.
Yeah, but it is weird, like. Is this guy just assuming like he was the original family?
Yeah, you don't know.
So
right?
It turns out this kid was a member of the original family because
the way
that his mother found out is when he was a teenager, he tells the story of getting a knock on a door from a woman who then informs his wife, the guy's wife, his mother, that she is a member of a family. And then they found out about another one.
Frosty's a player.
So here's where it gets worse than how it already is. He had a plan, this comedian, to make sure he didn't screw things up.
Okay.
He named all of his sons Ralph.
No.
Oh, so he wouldn't screw up the name.
No.
You got it.
Great idea.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
The ass kicker of all of this, as if it's not bad enough. Like, yeah. He abandoned her. Yeah, he has these secret families all around the country.
I might forget about your kids, so I'm just going to give you all the same name.
He ended up abandoning all of the families he created.
Well, that's kind of how the story ends, right? He kind of goes, but I'll be back again someday.
But he never came back.
I'll make another family come my way. So he just left
everybody. He left everybody. Like, it's scummy to walk out on your wife and kids. Yeah. It's Olympic gold medal scummy to walk out on three families.
On three Ralphs.
Yes. All the Ralphs, Tommy. Can we not have anything from our childhood, Kimmy, that doesn't end up being super disappointed?
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, maybe it's going to happen with every generation. I mean, like, give it time. There are probably already things that your kids watched that now turns out, like, that person is a little different than we thought.
All their Nickelodeon shows after that documentary. Right. But I guess what I'm getting at is you're right. This will happen forever moving forward.
Yeah.
What sucks is Tommy's generation, with a few exceptions, never had to deal with this because things were so
secret. People died with the
secrets. Exactly.
But now everything's leaking out.
But, I mean, even now, like, it's been so long. Like, okay, this one is a rare example. But even in 69, you were what?
I was 10.
Okay, so I guess this would apply to you. But this is one of the rare ones, right? Because we have so much access to everything. Like, if this guy's son doesn't do a podcast interview, we never hear this story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not fair that all of your childhood whimsy gets kept intact. Meanwhile, there is not a single show from when we were kids, movie, musician, that doesn't have some sort of, like, oh, my God.
Well, something happened to them. Yeah.
But I think it comes out of that. These super creative people that come up with these amazing ideas or these stories or these characters. But you know, they have to be a little bit weird to do that. Like, you look at Charles Schulz, who came up with Peanuts.
Yeah.
That guy was almost insane.
Like, almost insane.
I mean, and a lot of those stories are about him.
Mm-hmm.
And those are sad ass stories, man. Like, I mean, but he created these characters. But, I mean, if you went back and look at Charles Schulz, he was a very troubled man.
Okay. Way to ruin Peanuts for everybody this morning.
Charles Schulz was a player.
He was not. Charles Schulz
We don't know that for sure. He had many Snoopies
like what recently,
around this country.
Shut up. What recently came out
about JFK killed Marilyn.
Oh, my God.
They covered it up with Bobby.
What recently came out about Dr. Seuss. You saw this story.
What was in the green eggs?
He was cheating on his wife the whole time. His wife committed suicide because she found out he was cheating on her. Ooh. And he just kind of let it happen.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
And he hated kids.
Yeah.
No. You didn't know any of that. Don't sit here and be like, yeah, no, that's totally. It's not a standard thing, man. It's not a thing that should happen, man. And here's the thing. I don't want to know about it. There is no need for me to know about that.
I find these stories super interesting.
Because you're a monster.
Yeah, but, I mean, it shows you that they're just people.
They're just people, man. I mean, you shouldn't have anything. You should be allowed to have joy, is what you're saying.
But, yeah, it is weird that worked in, like, with kids' stuff. You know what I mean? Like, why somebody with those kind of things going on would even want anything to do with kids' entertainment, you know?
I just assume, like, anything, and I am very jaded because of my age and the news stories.
Sure, and you had it so hard coming up. I mean, I get why you would feel that way.
We had it tough.
I had it good. No one else could have it good. I'm gonna ruin it for everybody.
But what's weird, though, is even when you hear these stories, it doesn't ruin it for you, it feels like.
Well, because you never liked him in the first place.
But I assume, like, all the things from my childhood were covered up. Or we just didn't know.
You just think, that sounds right.
And you just bought the jive. But if you tell me now, like, oh, he ran an institute for boys in Wisconsin, I go, yeah, there's some stories back there. Something's going to come up. It's all over the place.
252 WCMF, the actor who voiced Frosty the Snowman from the original Frosty the Snowman television show, his name's Jackie Vernon. He was a traveling stand-up comic.
Now I got to see some of his sets.
His son.
Take my wives, please.
His son did an interview with a nostalgia podcast last week and revealed that the voice of Frosty the Snowman had three families that did not know about each other. He named all of his sons Ralph in an effort to make sure he didn't screw up, you know, the whole lie and abandoned all of them. Abandoned all of them. All right, so going down the road of the secret family, can someone explain to me the draw of the secret family?
I don't get it. One's tough enough.
Because like you said, it was fairly common back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, there were some famous dudes that pulled it off till like they died, and then the families found out.
But why would you want to do that?
It makes no sense. Right. It makes no sense.
Like, it's expensive.
Yeah, even then, it's still expensive.
The balancing of it all.
Like, how do you... You would have to keep your story straight.
Yep.
Like, where you are and what you're doing.
Yep. And, like, look, man.
It's like, I know guys that cheat on their wives, mm-hmm. but it's like a one and done. This is like 24/7 cheating.
Yeah. Which is with a child involved.
With a child. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Like, I mean,
do you think he was there for the birth of all three Ralphs?
Well, I mean, you're also talking a traveling comedian in the 50s and
like, 60s. I wonder how long he disappeared for at a time with each family.
Think about this. Tommy can attest to it. Like, even the bums that we were, we could be gone 3 weeks to a month at a time. So it would be nothing to be like, I got to go on the road for a month.
And you could just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with no cell phones, no way to track you.
I mean, Tommy told that story of a guy he knew, what, was in the 60s, where he left in the morning and took off for a bowling tournament and didn't tell his wife?
Oh, yeah. He called him, I'm going down to New Orleans. I'm in a bowling tournament.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, for like a week.
But like being married with children is one of the hardest things you will ever do. Why would you want that twice, three, four times at the same time?
But I will say this, like my father's generation, you're a super involved father. Okay. My father was not. So my dad had very little to do with my upbringing as far as like hands-on every day. Like I don't think my father could find my school.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, he didn't have too much to worry about.
Okay.
Like that might help a little bit back in the day.
But you're still creating humans.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, that doesn't cross your mind. Like, there isn't a moment where you're going to bed in one of your motel rooms on the road where you're like, hey, man, I am lying to three families right now. Like, how do you sleep at night? I don't mean to be, like, standing on a soapbox, although I'm fine standing on a soapbox saying don't have three secret families.
No, but like my father never went to any, like my brothers played high school football and stuff like that. He didn't go to any of that stuff ever. You know, that was, I told you, my father on Friday night, he had the weekend to himself.
Yeah. Well, he worked hard all week.
Yes, he did. That's what he said. I brought home the paycheck. You do the rest.
So did each family only have one son?
I don't know. He said the sons were named Ralph, which actually leads me to believe there were also daughters, right?
Yeah.
So, and like, here's the thing, too. Like, he
fathered, he went back and fathered more kids, and like, he just kept going around making his rounds. It's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And like, I always wonder, too, like, this guy who does the interview, I don't know anything about this. I just have an article. Like, you have these half siblings. Like, how do you feel about them? They were victims in this, but like, at the same time, there are also people that look at them as like invaders in their own family.
But I also wonder, like, you know, did he have marriage certificates? Ooh. And I guess back then, you know, you wouldn't cross-reference because there was no computer system.
He said marriage. So I'm going to read a quote. From these marriages, he had sons. He named them all Ralph, but he also abandoned these families and moved on. My mom wasn't even sure if he divorced the women he was married to and married another one. Yeah, but when my parents were married, they had a deal. Da, da, da. So when she found out, she just stuck with it.
So
if he had any money, let's say the guy made a little bank.
Yeah.
How do you divide up, like, his estate? Does everybody get a chunk?
Mm. You're also talking about women's rights back in the 1950s, 60s.
Yeah. When did he
pass? Sorry, ladies.
He passed in the early 1980s. Nope, hold on. I have it here. I'm sorry. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. I'm also wondering how far apart all these families were.
That I cannot tell you.
Yeah.
I do not have. Oh, he died, he died in 1987. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How is this not on Netflix?
Well, give it time. We just found out about it.
I would love to watch this.
Like, I'm wondering how far he had to travel to see each kid.
But like you're saying, like, if he's a stand-up comedian, like, if he's crossing the country, it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. I'm going to read you a quote from his Wikipedia before we move on. Vernon bounced around the country working whatever stand-up jobs he could, mostly in strip clubs and hotel lounges. He then worked New York City. He was noticed while performing in Ontario, went on Steve Allen's show, and it took off from there. But he never stopped opening and touring. He occasionally worked as an opening act for both Dean Martin and Judy Garland and was a regular on the Merv Griffin show.
Damn.
Yep.
Well, there's got to be a ton of footage of this guy.
Yeah, I mean, we can go check it out. I know that's going to be your
thing. Oh, I got to see it.
That's what he's going to do in the break.
Well, we've lost Tommy.
No.
You've been doing Jackie Verda jokes for the rest of the day. Let's take a break.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ho, 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 ho!
Oh, boy.
It was this exact time on Friday that I said into this microphone.
What'd you say?
All of the history, the injury report, the stats said the Bengals were going to win this game. And that was the exact reason why the Bills were going to win this game.
What?
And I believe we watched that sentence in game form yesterday afternoon. They say, Tommy.
What do they says?
You can't start a fire without a spark.
These guns for hire.
Well, that was a hell of a spark there, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Tommy?
Very good.
Shut up.
He did very good. Very nice young man.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills get an unbelievable win. The first against Joe Burrow yesterday, 39-34. And we're going to start right where this game turns.
Yeah.
What you just heard. The Bengals are around the Bills' 30-yard line. They are driving in for another touchdown. There's 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. A touchdown from the Bengals all but ends this game. And Christian Benford makes the play of his career thus far. A 60-something yard pick six that he plucks out of Joe Burrow's face. Kimmy, Joe Burrow threw that ball in a way that I assume Tommy would throw a ball.
It was kind of like a loft. I don't know if it slipped out of his hands or what he was trying to do.
I thought he was trying to lob it like, to somebody.
But it looked like he was throwing it with his non-dominant hand.
It just looked funny.
And you think that's how I throw a football?
Oh, no, I'm confident that is how you throw a football. So the moment before Joe Burrow threw that ball into Christian Benford's hands, the Bengals had an 88% chance of victory, according to ESPN. At that moment. That play opens the floodgates because Burrow, Tommy, was unstoppable all game.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow had never thrown a pick against the Buffalo Bills up until that moment against Christian Benford. And then he followed that up the next play with another interception.
Yes.
He went hundreds of attempts without throwing an interception against the Bills.
I think he threw
two picks on back-to-back plays.
Was that
plays.
His first interception all season?
It may have been.
I think it was.
Well,
I mean, based on the fact
so
that he was out, but I'm pretty sure that was the first of the season for him.
Now, here's the thing.
What is that?
I am not saying that win yesterday against the Bengals was a miracle. The Bills played hard. They had just as good an offensive game plan as Cincinnati did. The Bengals' D could not get them off the field just as hard as the Bills were having. You get what I'm saying, right? But there were some miraculous moments. You have massive TDs, two of them on fourth down. Khalil, how Josh gets that ball in that square, Kimmy? Three defenders.
I don't know.
But then that one kid, who slipped, he was wide open. He was going to run it in.
Oh, you're talking about Ty Johnson?
Yeah. I mean, he had that clear And he just slips into, God damn it.
And they just settle for a field goal. Yeah. Yes. I mean, look, and here's the thing. If the Bills don't convert on that first fourth down, it's 14-3 at that point. The Bengals are going to go make it 21-3. That game's over. And then going for it on fourth down with the lead to try and ice the game.
So how many times did they go for it on fourth down?
A lot.
Four times?
No, they might.
I think it was three or four.
I think it was four
times.
Yeah,
let's go with four. They went three for four.
Yeah.
3 for 4 on fourth down, 2 touchdown passes. Then comes Josh and his legs. 40-something yard scamper to keep the dream alive in the fourth quarter before the Benford interception. But with all of the plays we just named, with all of the things that happen, what may have been the play of the game happens right here. 3rd and 15, 1:43 left. You are going to give the ball back to the Bengals with about 50 seconds left at their own 20. They're going to win this game. If they get that ball back, the defense cannot stop them. They have not stopped them. They scored a touchdown in, 20 seconds on the drive before? Mm. Josh Allen. On 3rd and 15, with the season on the line potentially, runs for a first down when everybody knew what was coming. Everybody knew what was coming. Josh put his cape on yesterday, and I can say with confidence no other quarterback in the NFL gets that win yesterday. It does not happen.
Well, it's how he plays.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Dynamite analysis.
Yeah, but he even complimented Burrow after the game, saying that's the best quarterback in the league.
Well, he says that about everybody.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Oh. Not the best, but he'll go to a ton of that's a hell of a competitor over there, great quarterback.
I mean, I was impressed.
He goes that far?
Burrow.
Does he take his helmet off? That's a whopping load.
What?
Well, they're big guys, man.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Does the size of your match?
You'd have to ask your mom. She's done all the experiments.
You were saying, Kimmy, I thought we were coming together there.
I was impressed.
Something was coming together.
Go!
Oh, there's your mom.
Why would she?
Boop!
I'm to the end there. I was pretty impressed with the way Joe Burrow played. Like, I'm just impressed that he's been able to pick it right back up after being out for so long. And I didn't think that was going to be a game where he's going to be tossing it around like that way the weather was.
No, you're not wrong. You predicted a shootout running game.
I thought this was going to just be back and forth running it down the field.
Look, here's the thing. I don't want to take anything away from what Christian Benford did. He's got touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. It was amazing, right? But when the chips were down, and the Bills needed to keep scoring, Josh Allen willed them.
Yeah.
The kid knew what was on the line. He kept playing his quiet game, no mistakes. And when that opportunity showed up, he seized every single opportunity. And then outside of that game, everything else went very well for the Bills. Colts lose. Poor Daniel Jones, man, blows his Achilles.
He's done. That's a
tough way to go.
He's done for a calendar year.
Oh. Yeah.
He may not play next season. The Bills gain a spot in the AFC wildcard right now before the Chargers play tonight. They are the number 5 seed top. They are 2 games back of the Patriots, headed to Foxborough this week. And like I said 2 weeks ago when you thought the season was over, everything is still on the table.
Good.
Everything is still on the table. And after how the Bills won that game yesterday, how do you not believe in this team in this season? You negative Nancy's got anything to say?
Well, you know, it's great. I just don't want them to come out next week all flat. You know, when they come out like how they did so good this week and then next week it's like a different team.
Why would you even say that?
Because they do this.
They do it.
It's kind of been the way the season's gone for them. You know, they come out
crushed.
They also play like these really tough down-to-the-wire games, and it feels like they put so much into it that they're tired the next week.
That's called football. Like, we have been spoiled so... No, I don't think you do.
I understand.
No, here's what pisses me off. I'm going to say it right to you, because both of you guys have pissed me off the last couple
say
weeks.
Say it to Kimmy.
No. But all you.
I don't know why we're not allowed to be critical.
You are allowed to be critical. For you to come in and say, you know, I wish they would have done XYZ, but if XYZ happens, everything's fine. You guys could be done, finished, to burn the stadium down.
I know we're not allowed
knock
to say,
down the next
hey, I
one.
Hope they win again.
No. What bothers me is
what's that?
If the Bills don't have either a dominant win or a crazy comeback like they did yesterday, even in wins, it's like, well, it's not what we thought it was. That's what football is. Football is that. Chiefs made the Super Bowl last year winning 9 games by what, less than 5 points? 1 possession games?
Okay.
Nobody had crap to say then.
I just don't want them to fall flat.
Okay.
Bro, especially to New England. New England shouldn't even be a sentence anymore after Tom Brady left. And now they're back again.
I got bad news. Yeah, really,
Kansas City goes down, New England comes up. It can't catch a break,
It is I did realize just through this whole season that, like, I'm not over New England being good all those years. Like, I want to see those fans suffer for another decade.
So
I'm not ready for them to have any success. Yeah. I don't like Kansas City, but I don't think there's ever going to be a team that I root against harder than New England.
Kimmy and I, we had this conversation off the air the other day. This is shaping up
No. I was after 10.
It was 9:59. Oh. This is shaping up to be the best way to hurt Patriots fans as much as possible. Because the Patriots have won, what, 9 straight?
Something like that.
Okay. They're beating terrible teams.
Okay.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and all the Patriots fans that needed attention as kids that write me on Instagram and listen to this show, they write me and be like, it's not true. The Bills handed them that game in Orchard Park. They literally handed it to them on a silver platter. The Patriots are not good. All right? And watching the Bills go further than them at this season is going to be much more satisfying than the Patriots just being bad. Because they had hope. Remember when they had hope those years ago?
Yes, Mac Jones
is a better quarterback than Josh Allen. And we made the playoffs. We're going to come into your house and show you what's done. And Josh Allen threw a perfect game. And for that to happen again will be much more satisfying than the Patriots having a 5-12
season. All right, let's get it done.
It's going to get done.
All right.
Let's crush their hopes and
dreams.
Let's
do it.
It's going to get done.
Come on, fellas.
Look, and here's the other thing, man.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. We are at a point in this season, and this is every NFL team, where you do just enough to survive and advance. Because no team in the NFL right now has a big enough cushion where they can just put it into autopilot. The Patriots still need to keep winning games to win this division. It is survive and advance. The Bengals have two all-world wide receivers and an all-world quarterback.
Got some weapons.
The Bills found a way to get just enough stops. And outside of Philadelphia, who is reeling right now, they play tonight, they've lost 2 straight. The Bills will not see that kind of offensive firepower again for the rest of the season, including the AFC playoffs, because the Bengals ain't making it.
All right. So the table's set.
Look, that is enough for me. Not that my fire ever went out. I had to keep setting your guys' fires. For the fire to start burning again.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Because I asked this question to everyone listening.
I asked this question.
You gotta ask yourself. Why not? Who's going to stop them?
Oh, we'll find out.
You should give the locker room speech.
What team are you afraid of right now? What team are you afraid of? Answer me that question. What team are you afraid of?
Oh, the Rams look pretty good.
Okay, in the AFC.
Oh.
Ravens took a bad loss yesterday.
No, in the AFC, you're right. It's anybody's game.
The Chiefs could win out and still miss a wild card.
What happened to the Ravens?
Injuries to Lamar. I mean, he's still not right.
Oh.
The Pats are beatable. The Broncos, they're not a juggernaut. You can't hang with the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. 2 weeks ago, you guys told me the season was over, and I didn't feel like it then, and I sure as hell don't feel like it now, week by week, drive by drive, play by play, never, ever, never.
My ears hurt.
Stop believing. Well, if you wouldn't have been a dick 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't be getting this now. Go Bills. Let's take a break.
I feel like his daughter sitting in the car on her way home from her hockey game.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
I wasn't listening.
Like if I
kind of tuned you out there for a little bit.
If I knew anything about scheming, I could be an NFL head coach.
Yeah, there you go.
I got the speech part down, I think.
Yeah, yeah. In an empty room, it'd be great.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. You hear empty room.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.